You're with Debbie B on 101.5. This is our business, investment and real estate show. And we have a very special guest here today from BPW Moreton Bay. It's Sally Eberhardt. Good morning, Sally.
Good morning, Deb. It's lovely to be here.
It's very nice to have you. What's your role in BPW?
I am VP of Policy, which means I organise the speakers for the breakfast that we have and generally help out with any other event duties.
Lovely. So how long have you been a member of BPW? Because I know you've been there a long time.
I have been there a very long time. I did take a little break for a while. So it's probably 20 years ago I actually joined. Took a break when I was travelling a lot. When I settled back down in Caboolture, one of the first things I did was rejoin.
Oh, love. It's a lovely community, BPW, isn't it?
It really is. It really is. We love to support each other. We love to support new businesses coming along in the area. Mm.
And I'm very impressed. Exciting. BPW Moreton Bay are doing some amazing things at the moment. Do you want to share some of that with us?
We have some amazing things happening. Mm. We have our usual breakfast, but we also have what for many of us is the most special event of the year. It's our highlight, and that is the BPW candle lighting ceremony that happens on International Women's Day. This year we are actually having ours a little bit early on Monday, okay, the 2nd of March. But the BPWs all over the world do this candle lighting ceremony. So we're all there celebrating women, supporting women, lighting candles for war-torn countries, for people in military service. It's the most beautiful ceremony and
very
special.
It's very significant, isn't it?
We have some very special guest speakers. We have a panel that we can ask questions to, and one of them will be Jodie Shipway.
Wow.
So we're very much looking for we have some sporting people, Olympians. Forgive me for not remembering their names right now.
So it's the 2nd of March. So where are you holding it?
This is at North Leagues Club at Kalanga.
Oh, that's a lovely venue.
It's a very nice venue and the food's always really great.
Yeah. And it's a nighttime.
It is. It is an evening event.
Lovely. And anybody can go along, can't they?
They can, of course. And just because we're business and professional women, men are very, very welcome as well. A lot of women
bring
their partners to this. Yeah. A lot of the politicians and councillors and things like that come along.
Yeah.
It's a very special event.
It usually is a big night too, isn't it? Because there's a lot of people come along to it.
Yeah, it's your dress-up night.
Yes.
Yeah, frock up.
Beautiful. So what else is happening?
Okay, I might just talk briefly about the breakfast because that's next Friday morning.
Okay.
And that's right here in Caboolture at Jacaranda Cafe.
Yes.
Just on the corner up there. And we have a guest speaker. We always have a speaker at our morning breakfasts, excuse me, a speaker to help give us information that will make our business easier, save us time, save us money, that kind of thing. Our guest speaker this time is no exception. We're very much looking forward to having Lisa Ravel. Yes. She is the digital biz creator. Lisa will be talking to us about AI because we're all curious about AI. Some of us are scared of it. Some of us want to embrace it, but we don't know where to start. It's a whole big world out there. Lisa will be helping us to choose and use the AI tools that will benefit our business.
Excellent.
So she's going to run through some of those AI tools and what they do, who they're for, how they help, that kind of thing. And she'll actually give us a live demonstration of one of them.
Wow. So, sounds like if you go along to that breakfast, you'll get a lot out of it and learn a lot.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's good to stay up to date with what's happening, isn't it?
Definitely, definitely. And AI, it's here to stay, love it or not, so you may as well learn it. I think when people don't like it, it's usually a kind of fear because they don't know about it, don't understand it. So we're expecting Lisa to help shine a little bit of light on that. And with a little bit more information, it'll be a little bit easier for us to actually embrace it and use it to our advantage without being overwhelmed.
Oh, that's good. Yes. And it's not just the guest speaker. I mean, the guest speaker is wonderful, but you get to share your experience with other ladies. And guys can come now too, can't
they? Absolutely.
When I was a BPW member many years ago, it was ladies only. But the world has changed and the gentlemen can come along now.
Yeah, they're quite welcome.
Which is fantastic.
I don't think we actually have any gentlemen as members per se, but they're certainly welcome as visitors.
Yes.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, I doubt very much BPW professional women would have men as no. members. But definitely, if you know, guys can go along, it's advantageous for them as well.
Yeah, very welcome. Yeah. And some of the gentlemen, they do come along like by themselves, not just with their wife or something like that. They come along in their own right, which is great.
That's terrific.
They're very welcome.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the breakfasts are held, they're held all over the place, aren't they? They're just not in Caboolture. They're held in Redcliffe, North Lakes.
We do. We've actually gotten to the stage where we do get the best roll-up in Caboolture. Oh,
okay.
So we have every second breakfast is in Caboolture at Fernhill Bolton Clark at the Jacaranda Cafe. Yep. So the first Friday of every second month, and this being one of those months.
Yes.
February, one of those months. So February, April, et cetera.
Yep.
That's the easiest way to remember it. Yeah.
Yeah.
The first Friday of every second month we're here in Caboolture. And, yeah, other times because Moreton Bay is such a large area, not just Caboolture, we do try to pick other venues. We've been to Narangbar and Caboolture, as you said, Redcliffe, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. That's great because it's Moreton Bay now. It's no longer Caboolture or North Lakes. It's Moreton Bay.
That's
so
exactly
you
right.
You want to spread the love, don't you?
Yes. We want to reach more people, help more people.
Yes.
A lot of us are, solo entrepreneurs, and it can be quite lonely, and it's really good to have that social connection with other women going through the same thing. And especially, we talk, we help each other. They may have found a solution for something that's been bugging you or affected you.
Yep.
And, that's what we're
Excellent.
There for.
I know when I was a member of BPW, I made a lot of great friendships too, which was really special. A lot of support and friendships.
Yeah.
It was a great time in my life. Yeah,
it is. And it's a very interesting organisation in that it operates at three levels, really. We have the very local level of support. Then there's a national level. There's and we have a conference every couple of years where women from all over Australia get together at a conference, and the next one is in Western Australia. So we're very excited about that.
Yes.
And there's the international level. The BPW actually has a seat at the UN table.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so it is quite incredible. So at many levels, we're just there to support women, and it's particularly women in business, but also women's health. And advocacy, all sorts of things. So.
Excellent. Well, Sally, you've also got the Business Expo coming up. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
We do. That is going to be it's a big event. We have lots of trade tables, businesses from all over Moreton Bay come along. That will be in May.
Gosh, yes, and, a few months away. Yeah.
It is
there's
in May,
a lot of planning.
There's a lot of planning. Yes. That's right. This is our fourth, I believe.
Yep.
We've learnt a lot. There are a couple of things that we will put in this place as a result of what we've learnt in the past years. For example, this year, the first year that we're open per se, it will be closed to the public because the stall holders found that some of the best networking was with each other.
Okay.
So, stall holders come in, they'll set up, and they'll actually have an hour then to go and visit each other's stalls, talk to each other and make business connections, referrals and that kind of thing then before they have to go back and stand at their stall.
What a great idea.
With the public coming through.
Wow.
Yeah, so, that is really good because
you actually listen to the stall holders.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and we will have workshops, and those workshops, there's things like potting orchids. They're going to be workshops about things that a lot of people will be interested in, not just business people.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. It's a great thing for the public to come in. It's free to come in, come and have a wander, meet not just business owners but some of the NGOs and services and things like that will be there.
What does NGO stand for?
Sorry, non-government organisations.
Oh, okay, good.
So someone like the Caboolture Neighbourhood Centre might have a stand. People like that. So people that are there to help. You've just got connections to make.
I went to last year's, I think it was, and it was fantastic because I got to walk around and there was so many different businesses there. I bought beautiful cupcakes.
Yeah.
There's lovely food, lovely craft there. There was so much.
Yes.
Most of the banks were there.
Yes.
So there's a big array of things to look at and interesting stuff. And there was entertainment.
Singing. Dancers and martial arts performers and something for everyone. There really is.
Yeah. So where's that being held?
That is at the Murrayfield Sports and Events Centre.
Behind Bunnings.
That's the one?
Yes.
Yes. Yep. There's lots of parking. We actually sort of buy out, but lease out the whole area so that there's lots and lots of parking.
That's excellent. Yeah. Because that's the biggest thing, isn't it? And it's a free event. And free event. Do you remember what date that is?
I'm going to have to check that one.
That's okay. But we know it's May and we'll be talking to you.
Oh,
we
will Saturday, be May the 23rd.
And it starts at?
It starts 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Okay. So pop that in your calendar, May 23rd, Saturday.
Yes, Saturday, May 23rd, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Must put that in mine. Yeah.
Yeah, so
that's very exciting.
Yeah, it gives businesses a chance to be seen.
Yes.
You know, often they're tucked away in a home office or a little office somewhere.
Yeah.
They don't have street traffic per se, so it's a chance to be seen, to meet the public, talk with the public and other business owners.
And it's a fun day out. I think there was face painting there when I was there last time too.
Yeah, there's face painting for the kids.
Something for everyone.
There was a chill out area, so if you just wanted to sit for a while and have a cuppa.
Excellent. That sounds wonderful.
It is good.
Yes, and there's the big one, isn't it? The Innovate Her coming up.
That is really, really exciting.
Tell us about that.
I would so love to encourage any woman in business in the area to get on board with this.
And you don't have to be a member, do you?
You do not have to be a member at all. No, I think last year we only had, we had 30 applicants and only one was a member. Very much... women in the area. We also had just a mixture of businesses. It was a great mixture of businesses.
What's it? They say it's like Shark Tank. Can you explain what it actually is?
Yeah, actually, I love that description. Mm. A bit like Shark Tank. But yes, there will be 30. Say there's 30 or 40 applicants. Mm-hmm. They'll do some paperwork, a little bit of paperwork, just to, talk about themselves and their business.
Yep.
And really we'd like to know, because there's prizes for this. There are cash prizes. There's lots of mentoring prizes.
Yep.
Just going to digress for a second. But our winner last year said that it made the difference for her from taking her business to kind of working one-on-one with individual things to going corporate.
Okay, yeah.
So... the connections and referrals that some of the people have made have just been brilliant.
So is it like Businesswoman of the Year, or do they have to have a particular process, like being an entrepreneur? What do they have to be or do?
Oh, just a woman in business.
Okay. And it's like a competition.
It is in a way, because you do have winners, but everyone that took part very much enjoyed the whole process of it.
Right.
And we did get down to six finalists who were then coached by, I think last year was Trish Springsteen, who will probably do that again, were then coached in being able to give a presentation.
Okay.
And they then judged on that presentation by three judges to find a winner and runner-up.
Okay. So you enter, you go through a process, and then there's
telling
six
story.
Finalists are chosen from however many.
Yes.
And then they go up against each other and they're judged.
Yes, and that actually happens at the expo, so you can actually come along and see those six finalists and hear them do their presentation, see the winner presented and that kind of thing. So
it's like Businesswoman of the Year, kind of.
But I guess so. Maybe Businesswoman of Moreton Bay.
But
it's a little bit, I'm not going to say low key is not quite right, but aimed at women who will benefit. So who will benefit from that bit of money, from that cash and from that coaching.
Okay.
So we're not looking for the people who are already as high as they want to go. We're there to help, to give people a hand up. So
you're looking for people that are innovative.
Yes.
And that want maybe to have grow an
idea.
Their business.
Yeah.
Okay. Or have an idea that they put forward. Okay. Yeah. I'm understanding it more. I'm just trying to get a grip on what it's all about. Okay. So it would be advantageous for anyone in business to
yes.
go for
yeah,
it.
Who's someone looking
who's
to
starting
take
their business,
yeah.
somebody who's in mid throes and wants to grow it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Someone looking to take the next step.
Okay. That
yes.
sounds great.
Yeah.
So
business.
And that's open. So ladies. Any business women out there,
yes.
please get on board. So how do they enter? Is there a website?
Yes,
or
they go to a website. Actually, if you just search BPW Moreton Bay Innovate Her, that's INNOVAT.
And
then H-E-R. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And if anybody wants to, you know, go to any of the events, they just need to go to what, BPW Moreton Bay website?
Yes.
And they
yes,
can
we
then
do have a website there. Also, Facebook. If they go to a BPW Moreton Bay Facebook page, have a bit of a scroll. All these things are on there. And that is probably the easiest, to be honest.
Yep.
And from there, you can click through to the links for each individual
to
thing.
To go along, yep.
Yeah. Our president, Vicky, is quite happy to talk to people about Innovator because it is a little bit of getting your head around exactly the who and what for.
Yeah.
But she's very, very happy to talk to people. And
like you said, there's the website. So if you go on
the
website and have a really good look at that, because I'm sure that's going to give you all the information and the forms that you need.
Yes. But Facebook also has the links through as well, and that's a nice, easy format to use.
Can you apply for it now, or is there?
You can. It is open. It is open.
And when is the last? Like when is the cutoff date?
A couple of weeks before the judging, so I'd have to do my math. So basically early May.
Yeah, because it's the same time as the Business Expo, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. And that's when
So you've got lots happening. Is there anything else you want to talk about today, Sally?
That's the four things, isn't it? No, I just encourage people to come along because they're very welcome as visitors.
Yep.
Just come along, have a chat to some of the members.
Because you don't have to join. You can just come along as a visitor if you want to.
Yeah, and you can do that a couple of times before
But there's lots of benefits for being a member.
There are. The events are discounted to members, so we pay less to go to breakfasts and events than non-members. And also, being a member gives you a voice. We actually encourage our members not so much to be our monthly speakers. We like them to be from outside, but they get the chance to put on workshops.
Yep. Which is
great. Yeah.
Learn a lot. You learn a lot from the workshops. I've been to quite a few workshops with BPW and they were fantastic.
Yeah.
But
our members get to present those and they can actually do quite well out of them in the connections, getting business.
That's what it's all about, isn't it? Networking and mentoring and getting to know other businesses in the area.
So if you have a business that you'd like more women and more people to know about, it's a very good organisation to be part of.
Yep. Well, Sally, thank you very much for coming in today. Really appreciate your time and effort talking about BPW Moreton Bay.
Thanks so much for having me, Deb. It's been a pleasure.
You're very welcome.